I cannot teach a person anything. I can only help. I can help them find it within themselves. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, with instant inspiration. I cannot teach a person anything. I can only help them find it within themselves. All knowledge is in the one mind, and the one mind is in each of us. This one mind is the mind that we all use and we all are aware of, and it has all knowledge. All knowledge pre-exists. And there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new added to the knowledge bank that exists in the one mind. All that is there and is available to us to be to know it. Now, I cannot teach a person anything. I can only help them find it within themselves. Once you find it within yourself, then you reveal it outwardly. We look at a lot of these rather outstanding minds in our century, geniuses, Mensa people, people who have brilliance beyond imagination. Just because you're a Mensa person doesn't mean that you are intelligent or that you are wise. It merely means that you have access to the capability of learning. You have the learning capability. It doesn't mean you've already learned. So when you are so exceedingly wise like that, oftentimes you think you got it made and you don't have to do anything more. And that's very true. But not quite in the way that they think. Not quite in the way that we think that way. So what is it that we want to share with everybody? We want to share with everybody that all knowledge is already existing within them. All knowledge and all awareness is already existing, and all objects already exist. They are archetypal concepts in the ethers, you might say, in the cosmos, in the invisible. And as we think about them, we give them visibility. We give them the ability to be seen here on this planet Earth. Now, let's take, if such exists, planet Exion. And planet Exion in a galaxy has people like ourselves, but who are far more advanced, who are far more illumined in every area. Now, let's say that those people choose to come to Earth. Do you think that those idiots would bother with a spaceship that would take time to get here? Or would they see themselves here, perfect speed? Would they see themselves here on this planet, looking and living just like all the rest of us, so we would be unable to tell that they are these remarkable beings? Well, no. You say, well, they're fingerprints, and you say they're birth records, and you say they're identifications. Well, Richard Bach said it in Illusions, and he said, Dallas Emoto, well, I suppose if I asked you if you had a twin engine license, you'd show it to me. And Donald says, you mean like this? Now, that's a joke. That's a joke. If people on another planet, on another world, on another life scheme were to come here, and they do, and live here among us, how many times are you asked to show your driver's license by the police? Never. How many times you have to show your driver's license in stores? Never. You put your picture on these cards, on your credit cards, and they say that's adequate, you know. Right. You see, you really don't need any identification. And how many times do they ask you to see your picture on the credit card? They just let you sign it and away you go. They don't ask. They don't care. They figure if somebody's foolish enough to lose their credit card and you pick it up and use it, you're fortunate, you know. But really, people will not ask you for something unless you want them to ask you for it. You will not be fingerprinted unless you put yourself into a mode that you want to be fingerprinted. If you want to have anything else done for identification. So you see, you can live on this planet Earth without identification. You say, well, what about going over to Europe and into these other countries where you have to have a passport and stuff? Oh, come on now. Have you ever had to show your passport once you were in the country? Never. You might show it at the airport when you're buying your ticket or to get on the airplane, but let's forget about the airplane. If you can manifest yourself from one planet to another, you know, in a twinkle of an eye, and you choose to go to Europe, you think you're going to take a plane? Or if you take a plane, are you going to be visible? Are there lots of empty seats in the plane? Could you be sitting in one of those seats if you chose and no one would ever know the difference with them?
You could, yeah.
You just manifest yourself there. You see, now, this is going within yourself and knowing the infinite wisdom that's available. Now, these fellows who and women who would come from another planet and come with this advanced state of wisdom, which we have too, but we're not using it, and they would think themselves somewhere, they would be there. Again, we go back to Jonathan Livingston Seagull. And when Jonathan was standing on the beach, and he had seen Chang, his instructor, move from one part of the beach to the other, like a couple thousand feet apart, you know. And John, how did you do that? Show me, how did you do that? And so Chang said, well, practice love. Practice love. And so Jonathan stood on the beach for hours, for weeks, perhaps for months. And with his diligence, he did learn how to do it. But his first attempt wasn't all that smooth. He landed in some place where he didn't know. But his instructor was there and guided him to do the thing properly. Now you say, well, that's just a fictional story. Yes, it's a fictional story, but all fiction is true. All fiction is true. Everything that you know about or think about is true. In some level of consciousness, it is true. You are merely tuning in to other awarenesses of who you are, and you're aware of these things, and it's true. You see, your real learning starts with listening within. Your real learning starts with revealing what you learn when you listen within. Now, these magicians, they're kids and adults, and they get these books on magic, or they have some man who's or a woman who's talented in that, and they teach them this wizardry. And so much of it is just illusion, sleight of hand. Much of it is just a matter of keeping the mind of the viewer occupied, not seeing what you're doing. That's an art, too. And then a lot of it is real magic. But they want you to think it's all just hocus-pocus. Because if you ever think that they can do real magic, what's going to happen? I don't know. The government will say, come on, let's do some magic here. Or somebody else. And what control could you have? Of course, if you are a wizard, if you are a genius, if you are on an upper level of awareness, and the government says, come on, we want you to teach this to us, you say, sure. I'll meet in the stadium tonight, and I will demonstrate it all to you. You will? Sure. But we don't want everybody to know this, because this is just for the government. No, all or nothing. Huh, you think all or nothing. We'll take you and arrest you for nothing, and we can do that. And we can put you in prison for nothing, and we can do that. And we can hold you and force you, and we can torture you, because you have government secrets that you're supposed to reveal, you know, and we can make you do it. And our friend says, oh, what a lovely game. Remember it no more. And then the government man goes away and he says, I wonder what I was doing there. I can't remember why I went there. And his superiors don't know why he went there either. And you see, when you are a master consciousness, you speak these words and you think these thoughts and you let people play the game so much to the max. But when they get serious, then you just say, you've forgotten it. You've forgotten. And that's true. This is true. Many people do this very effectively. Huh?
I have seen that.
Yeah. And it works very wonderfully. But the thing is, we don't want to play games like that so much. Or maybe you do. But what we want to do is to utilize this for our own inner awareness. And as we listen within, the divine within reveals itself in very wonderful, powerful ways. Now, I have told you that it exists, and I've told you that many people can do it. And Ellen says, yes, she has seen it done, and that's wonderful. But now, I cannot teach a person anything. I can only help them find it within themselves. Jesus, he said, go within. Go see the Father within, and the Father within will reveal it to you. He will give it to you. And then the Father within is our divinity within us. And then he comes up with the crack that really rolls him in the aisles. He says, it's done unto you according to your belief. Our belief, we're just a human being. No, you're not. You are a divine being. You call yourself a human being because it's easy to get away with doing less that way, being less responsible. But when you're a divine being, then you speak your word and everything is done. And whatever you're thinking about, that's what you manifest. And that's the tough thing. That's the toughest thing about being an ascended master or being a master consciousness. Everything you think is manifest. Now, if everything you or I thought were manifest, we would have some pretty hairy activities in this world. for instance, if a mother were concerned about her children and concerned about their marriage, and so the mother says, well, your marriage is in perfect order right now. And they would say, Mom, get your nose out of there. But, of course, their marriage would be in perfect order. If the mother would say, all is in divine order in your world. Everything you do is in divine order. Everything your wife or husband does is in divine order. Everything the children do is in divine order. Then you get that judgment out of the way. The judgment says, it's for your health. It's for your harmony in your family. It's for abundance. It's for whatever. And we may be missing the point by 100% because they may very well hide what the real problem is. And we may be treating for something that has no concern to them at all. They merely make it look that way. And that's called being a magician who distracts you from the truth, from the reality. And so you see, every one of your children, your husband, wives, and people in your world, grandma and grandpas and stuff, they, mothers and fathers, they all are great at distracting you. And they distract you by saying they hurt, that they're sick, that their back bothers them. They distract you by saying that they're hungry or they're full or they want to go to the show or they want to do one thing or another. But you see, it's just a distraction. And these are distractions that we do because we don't want anyone to realize where we are on the pattern of life. And where we are on the pattern of life, where we really are on the pattern of life, is we are masters, super masters in the relative world. Now, we can transcend from the relative world into the spiritual world or into the world of the divine reality, if you wish, because you are there already. But you can transfer your attention to that awareness so that on the human level, you'll be living as a divine being. And that's nice. And then if you say, well, I think I'll go over and visit my friends in Switzerland. Boop, you're there. Okay, you guys, been good talking to you. See you. Boop, you're back home again. Or maybe you're in the Canary Islands. Or maybe you're in Africa. Maybe you're wherever, you know. Click, click. You say, oh, come on, Herb, that's Pollyanna nuts. And I say, yes, it is. But isn't it fun? And it works. It works. We talk to the people in Africa, and most of them want to come to visit in America. And we told them, you put the cause in motion. You put the cause. And then after we did that, three or four people came up to us during and after our meetings, and they would say to us, now, I can afford to come. Will you write an invitation letter to me? I can afford to come. Before that, it's, will you give me the money? Will you buy the ticket for me? Will you do this? Will you do that? And you see, that was our consciousness. That was what we had in our consciousness. But when we taught ourselves, when we listened within, We don't have to give them tickets. We don't have to buy things for them. We just see them here, see, or wherever they want to be. And this is beautiful. And they can see themselves wherever they want to be too. And it really works wonderful. You see, that's what the whole thing is all about. I cannot teach a person anything. I can only help them find it within themselves. I cannot teach a person that he's a master. I can only help her find it within themselves that they are the master right now. Life is fun, filled with adventures, filled with wonderful experiences. And you are there. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.